All right, so this next recording relates to a few topics that I'm going to cluster together. The first of which is this concept of service. And here, know that service is capitalized. Service in this perspective has all to do with this concept of why we're here. Why we designed this life in the first place. Are we here for self-serving purposes, or are we here to serve another greater, bigger plan than exclusively the one that relates to us as individuals? Are we here to be in contribution of service to the collective? Are we here to contribute to humanity's evolution? That is the theme of the last few months, at least on a collective scale. Why are we here and can we make a difference is what this concept of service encompasses. But the concept of service is very attractive until we begin to conceive of and realize a life of service. And then stuff starts to get real. And then it starts to dawn on us that, okay, hold on. If I'm not here for my own evolutionary trajectory and advancing my own journey to ascension, if instead I'm here to help others on their evolutionary paths, then does that mean that nothing in this life is for me? Would that mean that my desires and my wants don't matter? Does that imply that everything that we would like out of life, all of the dreams that we secretly and maybe not so secretly have about how we'd like our life to turn out, do we have to put those deep in our pockets and pretend that they don't exist? Do we have to brush them off to the side because others' needs are so much more important than our wants? If I'm honest with you, it can sometimes feel that way. But that's the moment when ego wants to have a turn, the mind wants to have a turn. There's an insistence on some level of our being that we want some. Why does everyone else get a slice of the cake? Why can't we get a slice? We baked it, after all. We sourced all the ingredients based on what everyone else needed most. Why can't we share in the bounty? What I've found is that, and this is a very complex topic, but one thing I found, let's say, is that when you are in a space of service and when you have not relinquished your life, but certainly volunteered to be in a place of assistance to those who are of benefit to receiving that assistance, you become a reflector. While those beings you cross paths with represent opportunities for you to look in the reflection of God's light. Being in a place of service and honoring one's life as a form or opportunity to serve is an incredibly noble act. And it is of the greatest degrees of integrity to be able to walk that path. But yes, sometimes it can feel lonely. Sometimes you are asked to turn the other cheek when there are those who are uncomfortable with what you present. And sometimes, although I don't necessarily say this up front, sometimes it is very important for the being in service to clarify for him or herself that they are not making friends in the act of being in service. Taking a look at your relationship with service, capital S, is a fundamental exercise that you are encouraged to go through by yourself and with one another in open dialogue at this point in the history of humanity's evolution on this beautiful planet. Because it is now more than ever, paramount for each one of us to evaluate and to re-evaluate, and then perhaps again to re-evaluate our relationship with service and the role that it plays in our life as we play the many faceted roles that we play in this life for ourselves and for others. It is incredibly important to take a look at this, because it's not about the glory of being in service. It's not about putting yourself up on a high horse because you're in service. It is about something so much deeper. And it is not always effortless. It's not always fun. But if you are in that place of deep surrender, if you are in that place of whole, complete trust in your knowingness and in your relationship with the source of all creation, whether that be God or another name that you choose to use is absolutely fine. But unless you are in the deepest of states of trust in God and in your knowingness, it can be very challenging to receive a call for service in action out of the blue, illogical, irrational, and to follow through on that call with the deepest of humility. So for any one of you who is considering the question of why you're here, for any one of you who's wondering if there's something more in this life that you are here to do, consider your relationship to service, because it doesn't always look the way you think it's going to look. And we had a beautiful example of that today in the call. There's one particular member of today's morning group who shared a story of how she opened her home to someone in need who was very much in a position to open the door to living a life of much greater reason and much greater purpose and service than he was before he came across her path. And a few days before he came across her path, she put out into the ether, she's ready to be of service and let that new opportunity come her way. And I'm sure that it hasn't been the easiest experience. And I'm sure that there have been moments where she's wondered if she's completely crazy. And I'm sure she's wondered when this particular new chapter will come to a close, or how it will evolve, or what it really all means, or what has she gotten herself into. And all of these questions are so normal and so natural for anyone who has fully jumped into the deep end of being in service. And I commend that being for all of the dedication that she places on being in the highest level of integrity to herself in every moment. And remember that no matter how you judge others, we are all doing our very best in every moment, even if we don't want to admit that to ourselves. So this concept of service is a very important one. It's a very important one to place your attention on in the next coming days and weeks, as this world goes through a monumental shift and a lot more will be clarified for all of us very soon. And although it may still feel like the darkest of the dark is surfacing, it is simply because it is a process of cleansing, clarifying, and releasing great deals of oppression from a reality that has elevated already to very high degrees that, relatively speaking, were not accessible months ago for any of us. We are in a very good place on this planet, even if it doesn't look like that from the perspective of the illusion. Now is the time for all of us to ask ourselves why we're here and what we're willing to do to step up, to touch our power, to feel into our power, and to decide how we are going to wield that power to be an assistance.